kind of hope. If I wasn't better, I wouldn't have no luck at all. The hard luck and trouble be my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bed of sand. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. So I can't read, never learned how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bed of sand. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Thank you.
Jeff Acheson and Tom Waters, the opening track from their new album, Night Driving, Born Under a Bad Sign. They are currently on tour and have just completed a set of gigs in Victoria as part of the Blues Guitar Roadshow. The tour also takes them to Wollongong, Sydney, here in Canberra, and then back to Victoria to finish off at the St Kilda Blues Festival on the 1st of March. But before any of that happens, it is my pleasure to welcome Jeff Acheson and Tom Waters to Jump Children. Gentlemen, hello.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Yeah, not too shabbily, thanks. Tom, if I might start with you, I've seen a quote from Sir Brian May where he described you as pure evil on the horn, quote, end quote. Can I ask you to blow your own horn, pun absolutely intended, and introduce yourself to an Australian audience?
Well, I'm a saxophone player based in London, come from a very musical family and been gigging and playing as long as I can remember, actually. So, I just love playing music and playing with good musicians. So, and it's great to be on tour with Jeff Acheson at the moment.
Jeff, most of us know you quite well, but for anyone who's been under a rock for the last three decades, can I ask you to do the same?
Look, I'm the old geezer of the operation. I've been based in Melbourne most of my playing career. My first big break was working with the awesome Dutch Tilders that was about 7 years of my life, from about the age of 24. And then I put a band called the Soul Diggers together, and I've toured all over the world with those guys. But I sometimes turn up just playing solo acoustic guitar sometimes as well. So I'm into all sorts of stuff. These days I play lead guitar with a band called Stars as well. And I play with the Blues Guitar Roadshow. I've got the Algorithms. It's hard to put in a couple of sentences, but look, I'm just happy to still be playing, and getting the call to work with Tom has just been an absolute joy. We're having a lot of fun together.
And Jeff is, of course, too modest to mention that in 2020 he was inducted into the Blues Music Victoria Hall of Fame. How did you guys meet? What drew you together?
I met Jeff 7 years ago because he has a UK version of his band, the Soul Diggers, in England. And I know the band very well. One, the drummer I've known since I was a baby. So he's known me since I was a baby. And he invited me along to see Jeff because he thought that's my kind of thing. I'm a bit of a frustrated guitar player myself, you know. I wish
so
I was.
Am I.
But I came along. It was a very memorable night for me. I don't think so much Jeff, but it was great to come to the gig. And he got me up at the end of the night, and we jammed together. And then when this tour came about, when we thought about doing some dates, you know, no one knows me here, but everyone knows Jeff. And I wrote to him and said, would you be up to doing a joint tour, you know? And he said yes. So thankfully he said yes, you know. It was amazing.
Was that last year's Brush with the Blues tour?
Yeah, so that it was a bit longer than this tour. We were on the road for about 5 weeks last year, but Tom's getting so busy, we've only got him for 3 weeks this time, so it's going to be a hectic one, but we're just thrilled to have him here.
At this point, I think we might take a track from the album Night Driving, Tom Waters and Jeff Acheson on Jump Children.
Baby, she's tall.
baby, she tall. Yeah, my baby, she long. My baby, she tall. Sleep with her head in the kitchen. Got a beat in the hall. I pray that for her, this hard-headed woman of mine. Well, I love my baby. She's so fine. You know, I wish she'd just come and see me sometime. But she don't believe that love or what I hold on me. She don't believe that I'm thinking about what she bought me. What she doing? Come and see me sometime. No, she don't believe that I love her. Oh, what? Hold on in. She don't believe that I'm saying, oh, she called me candy. She loved me candy. She loved me a mule to ride. And she called me candy. She left me a mule to ride.
She caught the Katie, Jeff Acheson and Tom Waters from the album Night Driving. You are listening to Jump Children with Steve, where I have been joined by Tom and Jeff. Gentlemen, Night Driving was recorded on last year's Australian Brush with the Blues tour. Did you set out when you started the tour with the idea of recording an album?
Oh, no. No, we were just playing. That was just one of the gigs we were just playing. So the credit for the recording happening really has to go to Tom's manager Reg in cahoots with if I use that, that's a good word, isn't it? In cahoots with Jeff Fisher, who's one of Canberra's own, and Jeff Fisher had got in touch with Reg and asked if Reg would be okay with him bringing some recording equipment along to the gig. And I know he mentioned it to me that these kind of things happen all the time as a musician. It's hard to not get recorded. But to be honest, I don't know about you, Tom, but I really don't like to think about it when I'm playing.
No,
I'm focused on the gig. And I don't really want to know about the recording because they rarely turn out, to be something that's really releasable. They can be fun, I guess, but I'm not an archivist.
And I think it's so, as a musician, you're very judgmental about your own playing and you don't really enjoy listening back to yourself. So I'd never archive anything. I sometimes occasionally listen back. But when this recording came about and the MP3s were sent through, I thought, oh my God, what the hell is this going to be like such a terrible recording? But listening through, it was fantastic. The energy, there was something magical about that night in Canberra, actually.
Yeah, it really captured the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great mix of tunes on the album, but one in particular stood out to me on the night and on the album, the Doobie Brothers cover. I'll lift the skirts a little and admit that as a tiny little kid, I was a big, big Doobie Brothers fan. Well, the pre-Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers anyway. Long Train Running. Why this song?
Well, it's just it's a great groove. We started doing it in the Algorithms, and the Algorithms is a little blues trio. So it's myself, Rob Dabbs on bass, and Dean Matters on drums, and that's the band that you hear on this record. In fact, those were the guys I called when I went and checked out Tom's music, and I was talking to Reg, and I said, "Don't worry, I think I got the guys that can do this gig." Just as we've been doing the shows, that was one that I think just sort of found its way in the set. I don't know that it was one I suggested initially, but once, you know, in the heat of battle, as we said, it's just like, you know what, it'd go good right now. Let's play that song. Because you know that song where the Doobies used to, that it was just a blues jam, because it is a 12-bar blues.
Yeah.
And it was just a blues jam that they used to play at the gigs, and they played it in the studio one time just to warm up and get ready for recording. And it was the producer, I can't remember the name of the producer for that particular album, but he said, "What was that? That's a hit. Let's do that." And Tommy Johnson from the Doobies, he's like, "Oh no, man, no, that's just a jam, man. That's not a hit." But he got Tommy Johnson to scribble out some proper lyrics for it, and that's where Long Train Running came from. And it is, it's a great tune, great groove, fun to work out.
Watch them disappear without love. Where would you be now without love? You know I saw Miss Lucy down along the flag. She lost a home and a family, and she won't be coming back without love. Where would you be now without love? Well, the Illinois is central, and the Southern Central brain. You gotta keep on pushing, mama, because you know they're running late without love. Where would you be now? Now, 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 now. Without love. A soul of sounds of pain. And I keep on losing my mind. And you know they're rolling there without love. Where would you be right now? Na 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 baby. Without love. Yeah, I want the distance keep on telling. And the wheels go round and round. And the steel wheels lie long and cold. Got to keep moving on. Got to to move on, got to move on, got to keep moving on. Keep moving on. Got to keep moving on.
Understand that the album is somewhat limited edition. How can folks get a hold of it?
They'll have to come to one of the gigs. They'll have to come to the show. There's very few copies, and I think I know for a fact, Jeff, you know, he's got such a big fan base. There's a big back catalogue of all your fans who want a copy already. So,
It's a tricky thing pressing CDs these days, man. Because, you know, people that are into them will snap them up quick, but it's very easy to press too many copies.
Yeah.
Most people go for music streaming or, you know, LP records or a thing. But look, we had to throw this together fairly quickly. I got the call second week of January, see if we could make a CD out of this thing. And like, look, it's really about promoting the tour. What we want more than anything else is for people to show up to the venue, come and see the band, because it live is what it's all about. And playing live, say for musicians like myself and Tom,
we know that's where the magic is. No two gigs are going to be the same. Whatever we played the night before is not going to happen the next night. Like, we've forgotten all that. People come up to us at the end of the gig sometimes and say, what was that third song you did? And we're like, I don't know. Ready for the next thing now.
Yeah. Well, that is a nice segue. Thank you. Brush with the Blues 2026 is taking you across Victoria and New South Wales, finishing up, as I said before, in St Kilda at the Blues Festival. Now, Night Driving captures last year's show. What's new? What can we expect this time around?
Tom's sent us a bunch of new tunes that he'd like to do, couple of originals that he's come up with. With the Algorithms, we've got an arrangement of an old Screaming Jay Hawkins tune that we've been doing, which I thought right from the start, I'm like, you know, when Tom comes over, he's going to just rip this up. So let's put that in there.
And we've already got quite an arrangement coming from that song. I think it's we played this show last night in
Nunawading, in Melbourne's Eastern Suburbs.
We brought it down to nothing and Jeff was playing, it got goosebumps, you know, like listening to, we were just fantastic, you know. The magic's already happened.
The songs and the arrangements really start to evolve once you go out and start playing them to a live audience.
So, Jeff, you're off to the UK in May to tour with Tom's band, I see. Apart from that, where do you see the partnership heading?
It's all going south from here, Tom. Once we've done New South Wales and the ACT, we head back to Victoria. I don't know. It's just a natural kind of evolution. It's like one foot in front of the other. There were no plans right from the start that we would have a live record. But there you go. It's just sort of like a trust and flow, you know, when you're working with great musicians, it's like so long as it's fun and the vibes
and it is a lot of fun. I think the partnership, if we didn't like each other, I think we wouldn't have gotten this far at the moment. You know, I think it's quite amazing that this is our second tour of Australia together now and we're doing in England, and maybe next year will be Shea Stadium. Who knows?
Thank you. Last question. What have you learned from playing with each other?
I think I'm learning a lot because this is probably quite a big step in my career, doing these big tours. I know Jeff's toured the world multiple times now, you know, and it's something I've like been briefly sort of, I don't know, I've not really done it before. So these tours where it's like quite a long stretch of period of time where you get to work on a set of music, a set of tunes with a set band is rarer and rarer, I think, in today's world. You know, I think it was about probably 30 years ago when I talked to older musicians, they're always like, oh yeah, we were gigging every night. We're gigging all over the world every night. And I don't think it's an experience younger musicians get to have. So it is very special for me, especially with Jeff, because he's done it so much. And he just knows how to tour, you know, unlike me. I'm not used to doing it. I'm not used to it. So it's really fun.
I mean, from my side, man, it's, I'm in a different chapter of my career, having played with the Soul Diggers and doing my solo acoustic work. That's what I did for the best part of 35 years after I left the Dutch Tilders band. So I was always just doing my music, and anytime I played with the band, I was the leader. But this has been a post-COVID situation, coming out of the lockdown and the music industry having to build itself again. That way of making a living wasn't available to me. But as that door has closed, the ones that have opened have been these opportunities to play with other musicians, such as Tom. And I think if I'm learning anything now, it's learning, you know, just the joy of playing other material, not just mine. Because all I did was play mine. And I was a bit daunted by it at first. And one of the earliest things I got was the call to, I play lead guitar with Stars now, Mick Peerling's band. And that's all of Mick and Nick Charles's songs that they've written together, and all those beautiful Andy Durant songs. And I was a bit daunted at first. I kind of wondered why I got the call, because I was like, I'm not sure if I can do this. But now I'm just relishing any opportunity to learn material. And working with Tom is great, because he's got such great choices of tunes. They're a bit challenging, but that's all to the good, because every time, I've got this little thing I say, it's like every time you learn something new, you learn something new. So it's been really good for my musicianship.
Well, Jeff says it's challenging, but he picks it up and he's like, oh my God, played it better than the version I sent him. It's amazing. Yeah, it is.
Well, Tom Waters, Jeff Acheson, thank you so much for spending time with us here at Jump Children.
Thanks, Sam. Great to chat with you, man.
We'll take another track from the album Night Driving, Jeff Acheson and Tom Waters. I'm Tore Down.
God for you if you want me to, but I really don't believe that your love is true. I'm torn down, I'm almost level with the ground. Do I feel like this way my baby can be found? Yes, I love you, baby, with my heart and soul. Love like mine, you just can't control. Love in the morning and in the evening too. And every time you leave me, I'll get mad with you. I am torn down, I'm almost level with the ground. Girl, I feel like this when my baby can be found. Thank you. die for you if you want me to. But I really don't believe that your love is true. I'm toe down. I'm on the level with the ground. Yes, I feel like this when my baby can be found. Well, I'm toe down. I'm on. I'm all.